Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's late, y'all. I didn't have a bad day, and I didn't have a great day. I just had a day. Moms who can relate can relate. Dads who can relate can relate. But welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. This is just a bonus. I wanted to talk about this on my way home, but the rain was so loud outside, it just was impossible. But here I am. I wanted to talk about zombie moms only because I have experience in this, not discrediting dads who have to show up as mom and dad for a lot of their children. And those dads really don't get to speak because it's kind of like, deal with it. And I think there's a lot of great dads that take on the role of the only parent a lot, and they don't speak up and they don't have someone supporting them, and they're not even looking to get that praise either, because they just feel like it's something they're supposed to do. But this is my moment that I'm taking to acknowledge those fathers who show up in their children's lives despite the mother not wanting to, or the mother wanting to run away from her responsibilities as a mother, and you're left to figure it out alone. So I hear you, I see you, I know you are out there. Maybe there's not a podcast yet for fathers like y'all, but I know you do exist because I know of some personally. But with that said, I can only speak for moms who have experienced a level of exhaustion, a level of tiredness, a level of how am I going to make it through today? A level of, I just need a few more hours of sleep. And I know that's not possible. And I know if I snooze one more time, I'm going to be late. And everything in the day is going to be late because I'm dragging by 20 minutes. That type of pressure to be under as a mother is hard, to know that the day tone is set on you being prepared, you being on time, and you being awake. And I experienced this when Ari was a baby, before her first year, and when Anya was like 3, and just trying to figure out how to balance the needs of both of them, how to figure out how to handle a newborn, a 3-month-old, a 6-month-old, a 12-month-old, an 18-month-old, solo, in a way where most of my day-to-day in the house was by myself. With both of them, yes, her dad did get her on the weekends once, you know, she was off the breast milk, you know. But for the majority of it, I had her, you know. I was doing that. I was showing up for that. And so, how did I make it? Because it was hard. I was exhausted. A lot of times I would cry with Ari in the bed. I would cry on my way to work. I would cry on my way to pick them up from the sitter. I would cry pulling up to my driveway. I would cry in the shower. I would cry while washing dishes. I will cry while cooking. I will cry while getting ready to wait on Ari's dad to get Ari, and then getting ready to wait on a sitter that I'm paying $200 for the day because I work on Saturdays. Yeah. So I will say this. Moms who have multiple children need your help. Moms who have new babies need your help. When you don't sleep and you don't get enough time away from your children as a mom, and you're constantly on the go, waking up, getting ready, getting them ready, getting them packed, getting them out the door, getting them in the car seat, getting them to the appointment, getting them to the sitter, getting them here, dropping them off, going to work, going to your next job, going to go pick the girls up, passing your house, coming back around to go home, you know, feeding them, getting them in the bath, getting them to bed. Then it's your turn. Then you only have 2 hours before it's the next day. And you're doing it again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday is really the only day that you get to just for a few hours until it's like 6 o'clock. And then 6 o'clock, you're on the clock for Monday. You're on the clock for preparing bags and lunch and Pampers and who's going to have who at what time and can they still keep them, and if they can't keep them, who's your backup? And it's just so much. It's beyond belief of how I made it out of there knowing what I was doing. In that time frame, I did buckle down and go to a therapist because I felt my frustrations bursting out the seams onto the girls and how I would speak to them or how I would be aggressive with just gathering stuff. And I would notice, like, they noticed it and they couldn't figure out, okay, she was happy 10 minutes ago. She was cool 10 minutes ago. Now she's frustrated. Like, what is it? And it wasn't the girls. It was how much I had on my plate. It was the demand of me being one person. And sometimes it may seem like the friend that you know that has kids is not dealing with that because they look fine to me. You know, and sometimes your sister or your cousin or your aunt may look fine handling both kids, but it's exhausting. I remember days where I would be driving with the girls in the back seat, driving, delirious. Physically, I'm in the car driving. Mentally, I am elsewhere. Mentally, I've passed my exit. Mentally, I forgot why I'm going in this direction. And that's dangerous. And a lot of moms experience that. A lot of moms will just envision the worst of the worst, but not do the worst of the worst. Because the constant crying, the constant needing, the constant talking, the constant screaming, the constant complaining, it gets very hard for any human being to constantly hear and not have the quietness of their own thoughts. So if you know a mother who is a new mother, offer to give them a break. Some moms won't ask if you can give them a break. Offer to give them a break. They might say no the first time. They might say no the second time. But if you offer the third time and you're consistent, they might take you up on your offer. And I promise you, the times where Ari's dad would come to my house and allow me to take a nap for like an hour or two, completely grateful. The times where Ari's dad would come to the house and stay with Ari for like an hour so I could take Anya out because I felt guilty that I'm not being able to spend a lot of one-on-one time with Anya, I appreciated it. And those little things are super helpful. And now in 2024, it's hard for people who have kids today to find their village. But somewhere in your life, there is someone who wants to offer you their help so you can have the feeling of a village. Thankfully to my friend Chrissy for coming to the house on the days where she was off and watching the girls for me when she could have did anything else for her day. So I wouldn't have to dish out money I didn't have for a sitter. And it was very helpful in the fact that the girls loved spending time with her and they were at peace with her. And I was. My name is Shan. I am the mom of girls. I am the host. I am the creator. I am the editor. I am the everything. You could check out more from me on shanbepodden.com. I was comfortable with her and she doesn't have kids of her own, but she's really great with kids. A godsend, okay? Because it's hard to work and work and work multiple jobs and turn around and give all of it back to your bills because you have to maintain what your kids need. You have to maintain what you need. You have to maintain what's needed for the household to be your household. And to be on that constant rotation of everybody's getting and you're just doing is very hard to stay on with.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without a break, without rest. There are going to be days where you will feel insane. There are going to be days where you just want to scream. There are going to be days where you just want to drive in the car with complete silence. There are going to be days where you want to sing with the kids. There are going to be days where you're just laughing hysterically because maybe laughing is like the easiest way to get through it. There are going to be days where you just sit in your car and you have an I don't care attitude. Because you're human, you get tapped out, and the reality is, I need an off day. What do you have to do today? I just need an off day, and that's period. And that off day might be you just staying at the house with the kids, not having anywhere to be, not having anything to do, and just chilling in the house. Like, honestly, we have to be real with ourselves. We are not supposed to be working how we're working as human beings and not showing up and spending balanced time with our families. And any child should be shared amongst multiple people to give that child balance, to give those parents balance. Kids are not meant to always be around their parents all the time. Parents are not meant to only be around their kids all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's a human relationship. Appreciation is mostly felt and seen when you have to experience someone's absence. And when you don't get to experience your children's absence, you don't get to see the impact they have in your life in a great way. You only get to see the impact that they have in your life in a negative way. And when you don't get to be around your parents, you start to see why being around your parents feel good. You start to appreciate them being around for you, cooking for you, cleaning for you, providing for you. And I had to become a mother to understand how much my mom put on the back burner for herself to just make sure we had what we needed and we were kind of good. You know, was she completely perfect? No. But what parent is? I'm not completely perfect. I'm sure there's some ways that my kids wish I would show up. I know Anya tells me, I wish you would just come in the room and play with us and watch what we were watching. But the reality is, I have to be real with Anya. I get up at 5:20 something in the morning. And by the time I get back in my bed, it's probably 12:30 a.m. or 1 o'clock the next day. And the reality is, if I'm not working, I don't want to be in front of a screen. I don't want to play with toys in a child's room. And I don't want to hear noise. And I don't want to hear arguing back and forth. I want to lay down. And I want to relax, and I want to be in my own world. And it's going to take the girls a while to understand why I need that time to decompress. But when there's another adult or parent in the household, those children demand for that type of intimacy with a parent can be met better than constantly demanding that from one parent. And a lot of times that's what's happening. Your children may live with one parent mostly and demand everything from that one parent. And just like I I had an episode on, you know, one person can't be your everything. You cannot be your everything for your children all the time. It's just somebody's going to get exhausted. Somebody's going to get annoyed. And moms get tired. Moms get exhausted. Moms get annoyed. And moms have a right to have all those feelings, all those emotions, regardless of her being a mother. A lot of males who are not parents, who don't know the demand that's on a parent to constantly be on all the time, may think differently, but it's something you can only fathom once you experience it. It's something you can only understand and overstand once a child that loves you, that you love, expecting you to be on all the time. And I think every relationship is about finding that balance. So when it comes to zombie moms, it's a real thing. I know the cover looks like a joke, but there are moms out here on autopilot. There are moms out here forgetting what day it is. There are moms out here forgetting what direction she's driving in and why she's in the grocery store. Do you know how many times I was in the grocery store with the girls when they were smaller and not knowing why I went to the grocery store, going up and down every aisle and then getting home and realizing that I forgot the main thing that I wanted at the grocery store? Do you know how many times I went to the grocery store with the girls and them talking or them complaining the whole time, and me purchasing something and leaving it at the register and not having the energy to get them back into the car, back into their car seats, and drive all the way back to the grocery store to go pick it up? It's a real thing, okay? It's true mental exhaustion to think for yourself, to think for your kids, to think for your job, to think for what's coming up, to think for bills. When it comes to calendars, I have 5 calendars in my house. 1 in my purse, 1 on my phone, 1 on my refrigerator, 1 in my podcast room, and 1 in my room. Was that 5? See, I forgot just then. Zombie momming is a real thing. Should it be a thing? No. But with the demand that men and women have of today, parents have of today, in the ways that we are expected to show up regardless of what our children need, it gets crazy, okay? So to any zombie mom out there, please click on the links of articles I have in the show notes. Please read over it. Please realize that you are not alone, that you are going to have those days where you want to cry and cry. You are going to have those days where you're going to be angry. You are going to have those days where you just want to drive in silence, drive in silence. You are going to have those days where you just want to laugh, just laugh. And you are going to have those days where you're going to wake up and it's going to be, fuck it. I want to do what I want to do today. And what I want to do today is go to the library and not have to be needed to be anywhere. Take those days. Because if you don't take those days, you're going to build up a lot of tension inside of you, which turns into stress. And stress in the body turns into disease. Okay? But that's what I wanted to share. Shout out to the moms who are out here pushing it. But please don't push it to the limits, because your children need you. You need you. Your family needs you. Your friends want to see you. Your friends may not understand because they're not carrying the plate that you're carrying. But please leave room for understanding or just listening. And be honest. Be honest about the fact that, hey, I know I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. I know you texted me last week, but I thought I'd text you back. Girl, man, I swear, my mind is not my mind. My mind is so full right now. I'm overwhelmed. I need a break. I miss you too, but I will call as soon as I can. That's the most honest thing you can text sometimes to people who don't know how to deal with your new addition to your lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you're going to lose some friends maybe when you have a baby. Yes, you're going to need a new pack of friends when you have a baby, maybe. But kudos to the ones that evolve with you. Kudos to the one that leave room for understanding. And if people don't, screw them. Okay? You're a human being. There's only so many hours in a day. And you need time for your sanity also. But that's all I wanted to say. I have to go hop in the shower, deep condition my hair, manage to put it in a ponytail so I can wear a hat tomorrow, because the wind is going to be winding. The temperature is dropping thanks to the storm that's going to be in New York this week. And what I wanted to wear has now been changed. But we're going to try our best and have a great day tomorrow despite those changes, because we shall proceed. I'm not going to tell you who that's from because his life is not looking the best right now. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cozy Room. Bye.
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 When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.